Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to be part of your day, and we, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. More than 14 years, Bill has been joining us as a great member of our Brain Trust. Bill is chief economist for the NFIB. He is one of the most respected and highly regarded economists in the entire country, probably around the planet in many places. He is a former professor, former head of the School of Business at Temple University, but more importantly, he's your friend, whether you know it or not. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for that intro. That's very nice.
Well,
my pleasure.
I mean it. And folks, Bill is the purveyor of the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. And that's more than 40 years old now, and it is the gold standard. It's the one that when you read my articles, folks, when you see me quoting things about small business, you see that attribution all the time. And Bill, I use your report every month. It pops up in conversation. In fact, it popped up just a few minutes ago in another conversation about we talked about raising prices, you know, and I pointed out a statistic from your most recent survey, which we're talking about right now. What is it you say? There's volatility in some places, but what's the rest of it, Bill?
Yeah, well, there's volatility in GDP. For example, the first quarter we had a decline of -2%, and the second quarter we had an increase of +4%, which is a stunning variation.
Right. And it was -2.9, Bill. It was closer to 3 than it was.
Yeah, they
two.
Revised it back to 2.1, though.
Okay, 2.1. Well, I didn't see that one, so I'm going with 2.9.
Yeah. All right, you could do that. That was the second guess.
Right.
Guess
who knows what it was, right?
Right. Well, that's the point. There's a lot of volatility there. That's huge.
Yeah.
From an historic point of view, those movements are huge, and yet, but our optimism index, is like on a flat line. It's just really not going anywhere.
Which well,
the GDP is not going anywhere. So if that 4% GDP in the second quarter sounded like a great number, but if you take out the inventory build, in other words, the way we measure GDP is final sales of goods and services, but not everything that gets made gets sold, right? In a fixed period. So we put that into a thing we call inventory, change in inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So change in inventory eats it up. Well, that was 1.6 points of the growth. So if you take 1.6 out of 4, then you're looking at a 2.4 growth, which is consistent with kind of where everybody is. We really didn't grow very much. And if people don't buy all that inventory, then, of course, everybody in this quarter will produce less stuff because they've got too much inventory. So it wasn't a great 4% number.
In terms of performance, in terms of the customer writing checks for stuff, it wasn't really a 4% quarter, was it?
Not at all. If you look at final domestic sales, it was about 1%, in fact. It was pretty low.
Right. Yeah, so if it was, you're saying the final numbers really in terms of performance of the economy was closer to 1%? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, that's final domestic sales.
Yeah.
So that's essentially GDP minus exports. That is sales to the rest of the world. Now that's nice, and it does generate jobs, but just the amount of money spent, in our economy.
Americans spend that money. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
So from that standpoint, and I don't want to get controversial here, but from that standpoint, if you look at it from that perspective, did we dip into a recession in the second quarter?
Yeah. Well, not technically.
I'm not trying to be provocative here, but we had -2 in the first quarter. And you're saying we only, in terms of the U.S. performance, the U.S. consumer performance, only about 1%. That's negative for 6 months.
Yeah, but you can't average those two numbers because the first number here. Negative 2 is for GDP overall, which includes the trade balance and exports.
Right.
And then the second number doesn't. Right. It's good that we sell stuff to everybody
else. Do you have that number for the first quarter?
I don't, but I'd have to dig it up.
But it can't be good. If the overall was negative, it can't be good.
It wasn't good. So you might be right on a gross domestic purchases number.
From a U.S. economic performance standpoint.
It's
bad.
Yeah.
And we polled our audience about a week ago and asked them which of these top five areas is concerned you the most, and 55% said we need more business.
And
25% said taxes and regs, which you're not surprised about that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.